live, 1-800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231, nationwide, toll-free. If you're worldwide, you want to email us, you can do that at ftl@freetalklive.com. We're going to talk about the VA, since somebody emailed in regards to universal health care. I think this is applicable. And then if we get a chance, we'll talk a little bit about... You had euthanasia, right, Mike?
Yes.
And by the way, it's Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And filling in for a vacationing man-witch, Skyler.
Indeed. Again, though, it's your show. You take control. Dial us up at 800-259-9231 and bring up anything that's on your mind. Of course, right now, we got to take just a quick time out for this.
For Free Talk Live, this is Mike with your Week 5 NFL update. Well, here we are at Week 5, as I said, and we've got still five teams in the league that have yet to lose a game, while we also have four teams that have yet to win one. The Patriots, on the other hand, they made it 18 straight victories last week with a 31-17 win over the Buffalo Bills, tying the NFL record for most wins in a row. Now, the Patriots are hosting the Miami Dolphins, who are winless thus far this season. They'll be hosting them at Foxborough Stadium, or actually Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts, this Sunday, which I'm sure is going to give the Patriots their 19th win and set a new record. Other games that you want to keep tabs on, Detroit at Atlanta, I think that proves will prove to be a good one, and Oakland at Indianapolis, I think those are going to be two of the better games that you can catch this week. Check your local listings for games and times in your area, and if you have you have some time and want to check out some information on all your favorite teams, log on to NFL.com. So that's Mike. This has been Mike with your NFL update. Let's get back to more Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network.
Indeed, and they can, your listeners can also access your picks online.
Oh, yeah.
At freetalklive.com. Just log on to the BBS. You post them there every week.
Every week.
Fact, speaking of the Genesis Communications Network, we got to throw big kudos out to Michael Trudeau and the rest of the crew over there at GCN. Just a great group of guys who are doing the right thing. I mean, we were talking about last hour, the media and the cover-up. And all the and all these allegations that we have in regards to the media, GCN is really your outlet for the side of things you don't hear anywhere else.
True.
You really don't. You don't get, this is not your typical cookie cutter conservative talk show.
By no means.
You know, one other place that I'd like to mention is that the debates between Cobb and Bednarik are also available for people who, if you don't know and you don't have any information about these third parties and you don't know anything about them, you can go to freemarketnews.com and
sure.
It's free to sign up and you can actually watch the debates between Bednarik and Cobb.
A real debate. I'm sorry.
A real debate.
This was a debate Friday night. What the third parties are doing are real,
that's
honest
true.
Debates. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Victor in Florida. Victor, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. Well, I just want to say that I completely agree with you regarding your fears for the future of the United States of America. And here, I must tell you that I am a perfectly neutral person because I am not a citizen. I don't have a vote. I've been in America now for 4 years, and I've been totally amazed and amused over the last 4 years what a circus America had become.
What a circus it has become?
What America, what a circus, the government, that the whole thing made out of the great country.
And you're only noticing this over 4 years. You haven't been here your whole life. Just in 4 years, you've seen a significant difference.
I don't know. I can judge only for what I saw with my own eyes, experience with my own skin. I see what's going on, and you are absolutely right. It is America is taking a very, very dangerous course.
Victor, you sound like somebody who might have some experience, just based on your accent. Where are you from originally?
Well, I'm originally from Russia, and when you mentioned, this thing about the police state and the totalitarian state, I completely agree with you. I mean, the line is so fine, you know. I mean, it can slip into that situation so quickly and so easily. I mean, don't forget that Hitler was elected and came to power also through democratic process.
That's correct.
So-called. So, you know, democratic process is not foolproof at all.
Right. Have you noticed any historical similarities between what is going on now and...
Yeah, it's very simple. I mean, now I'm listening to all the most of talk shows, and everybody is asking questions: was it good or bad thing for the United States to attack Iraq? Not was it, nobody worries, was it the right thing or wrong thing? Was it legal or illegal? Was it good or bad?
You're right, Victor. All the news. You're absolutely right. All the news organizations ask the wrong questions. Nobody asks the right questions.
I mean, what the good or bad for me to go and rape my neighbor's wife? Is it good thing or bad thing?
You know, exactly.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, they're the gone
right.
Without any. I mean, look, if you have a phobia, you must go see psychiatrists or psychologists. You don't go and attack your neighbor because you think he's going to attack you or somebody. You know, I mean, this is ridiculous.
You came here from Russia, and it was 4 years ago that you came over here. Did you come straight from Russia?
No, I did not. I came here from South Africa.
Okay, so you've been around then. Where else have you lived?
Around. I lived in Israel. I was in South Africa many years. And look, I mean, America really for me is I have a very vested interest for this country to succeed. I have two young children born here in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to American citizens, and I'm looking at the whole thing, and I just ask myself a question: do I really want my children to grow up here?
Well, you know, that's the question. I mean, Skyler last hour was suggesting
right.
that he's getting ready to leave because he's so frustrated here. But my question is, where else is there to go?
Right.
Exactly. Now you put your finger there. I mean, I ran out of places to run. You know,
chuckle at that, but it's really a serious issue.
I mean, it's a very serious issue, absolutely. I mean, look at this thing. I mean, the way the Bush is talking, I mean, I just can hear, one with very, very strong totalitarian inclinations. You give him one chance, he's going to be anybody.
He actually said, I listened to a quote from him last night where he said this would be easier if it was a dictatorship. That's what he wants.
Well, it would be easier if it was an absolute monarchy, too. Let's make him a king. Why don't we make him a king with absolute powers?
Yeah, we might as well. You know, we might as well have another King George. That's what we're...
And Mr. Ashcroft, who definitely is going to do a very good job as being his right hand and moving things around like a barrier was for Stalin.
What do you feel... how do you feel about John Kerry? Do you feel like there's any appreciable difference at all between the two of them?
Look, you know what? Unfortunately, very unfortunately, everybody has been pointing fingers at Russia, one-party state. What America is any better? So you go... so-called two-party state. So what I mean, you look who are there. They're all millionaires. They all got claim the day on your side. They don't understand the ordinary man. The hell they understand the ordinary man? What do they know about being ordinary men?
John Kerry's never been an ordinary man. He's been a politician and a bureaucrat from day one, right. Ever since he got out of high school.
Okay, then I'm listening, I'm hearing things like he missed 76% of this attendances that he was supposed to be on the this and that committee. And I said, I mean, he gets paid money. He gets paid huge salary. I mean, surely there should be some kind of accountability. What's his salary with health? Because
sovereign immunity. Victor, sovereign immunity.
I mean, I can't understand how things work in this country. How could somebody just not to pitch up to work when he's paid handsomely and just get away with it?
So, Victor, you're saying that after all the different countries and governments that you've lived under, all the different types of government, you came here to America thinking we'd be different, and we're not everything that you thought we might have been cracked up to be.
Look, let me put it this way. My grandmother in the 20s tried to come to America. Her five brothers left, ran away, immigrated, and she lost contact. And my mother tried to find them and to come to America in after the Second World War. And now I had an opportunity. My wife happened to be a nurse, and we were offered the green card, being still in South Africa.
All right, Victor, hold on. I want to put you on hold. I want you to continue your story, because somebody who's coming from outside of this country has a real different perspective than Johnny, who drives his truck around in South Florida somewhere. So we'll hear from you also at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to have a government that treats citizens as responsible adults rather than helpless children? Are you fed up with legislators who spend as though there's no tomorrow? Are you tired of having to jump through regulatory hoops when you try to run a business or educate your children? Would you like your vote to finally make a difference? The Free State Project is a plan for 20,000 people who believe in limited government and increased civil liberties to move to a single state in the U.S. so that together we can make a difference. Join us in New Hampshire and you too can have liberty in your lifetime. Members of the Free State Project will reduce burdensome taxation and regulation, eliminate wasteful government programs, and will return New Hampshire to a government limited in size, scope, and expense. A government committed to keeping them free. Free to lead their lives, contribute money to charities, run their businesses, and raise their families. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medications.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That is toll-free nationwide, and we want to hear from you about anything that's on your mind. You don't want to talk about the decline of the civilization here in America? Then you can change the topic. 800-259-9231. We are still on the line, though, with, I think it was Victor? Victor, he's in Sarasota. Because we like to get our phone screener to ask how people are listening, considering we're on four satellite C-band satellite channels. Mm-hmm. We're on seven different internet feeds. We're on at least three terrestrial radio stations that we know of. And he came back, and Victor, are you back on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Victor, you're listening to us on shortwave radio?
Yes, I am.
Well, we would just like to thank our board operators telling us that there's a bunch of pirates out there who grab the GCN signal and just rebroadcast it on AM, FM, or shortwave. And as long as they're not overriding the GCN commercials, then we would like to thank that whoever pirate
is out there broadcasting our show.
Well, we certainly appreciate it.
I have perfect reception, absolutely perfect. It is
That's amazing.
Gotta love it.
You sure you're not listening on AM 1220? I don't know. It's weird. Well, anyway. Yeah. Huh. All right. So so we're in the middle of talking about your observations of America. You're from Russia originally. You've lived in Israel. You've lived in South Africa. You went down this laundry list of all these different countries, all these different governments that you've lived in. And 4 years ago, you came to the United States. And what did you come...
3 years ago when just, you know, the Clinton circus was ending. And the Bush came to power. You know, I mean, rather the Supreme Court installed him to power. I mean, in all fairness, I can't say that he was elected by normal electoral process.
I love how Victor calls him the Bush.
Yeah,
he's the Bush. He came to power.
It's a circus. It is, because it is a circus.
Yeah. So what did you expect? What did you expect when you were coming here?
Well, you know how it is, you know, when I was in Russia, the first American Western I saw was The Magnificent Seven. It was the most incredible movie and really left a deep impression on me. I saw it about 22 times.
Wow.
And since then, America was, Yul Brynner and the whole crowd, you know. And since then, America really, especially when I heard from my grandmother, my mother, you know, my uncles, my five uncles, the maternal uncle somewhere here in America. I don't have a clue where they are. I have here a huge family, which I have absolutely no idea where they are and what they're doing. And that was an opportunity came along, and my wife and I, we said, well, okay, well, what's happening in South Africa? Basically, you know, they replaced one wrong with the other wrong.
Right.
You know, they took apartheid, which was practiced by whites there against the blacks, and now it's the same thing in reverse.
Oh, so now it's the blacks against the whites in South Africa?
No, it's blacks against the whites now. Now the word white is a swear word in South Africa.
Wow.
Oh, yes, very much.
Kind of like the N-word over here.
So now you're here, and as you were describing to us, you've seen a significant change in the past 4 years that leads you to believe we're heading down the path towards totalitarianism. Is that correct?
Well, not only that. You see, that is a background threat, but I mean, an immediate, like an everyday living. I mean, there's things like you have here. You know, in Russia, the downfall of so-called communism, because it wasn't communism, it was socialism, it was corruption. Corruption really was the main cause of downfall of socialism. Here in America, you have an extortion. You have here a government-sponsored extortion. I mean, you take this the story with credit bureaus. I mean, any company, any big company with whom you have some kind of argument, disagreement, or dispute, they tell you, hey, pay up or else.
Mm-hmm.
And what else, we're going to report it to credit bureau, and the end of the day, it's going to cost you more money. And it's happening time and time again. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable what's going on here.
Well, even worse, though, how about the extortion at the hands of the government? Our government here is nothing more than a big mafia. They're the protection state. Regulations.
Listen, you know, it's a federal law. I mean, the large company, they can report you, you know, with impunity.
Yep.
You know, they report you with impunity. And
then
you try to get it out of your life, that thing. I mean, it's absolutely pathetic what's going on with it.
I'm curious, Victor, before the show or just outside, have you heard of the Libertarian Party or heard of Michael Badnarik?
No, I didn't, really. I didn't.
You had not?
No. Neither. It is the only thing that I knew that there's, you know, some third party opportunity. There's you know, the voice in the wilderness dingling somewhere there trying to make him heard. But I don't understand. I mean, America doesn't realize what a benefit will be for the country to have not even third party, to have a fourth and a fifth party.
Absolutely.
Well, according to the polls that have been conducted this year,
right.
Americans do realize it. 68% said they want to hear third-party voices in the debates, but they don't know anything about who those third parties are. They've been completely
right.
shut off. Like you said, the voices in the wilderness, and nobody wants to pay any attention to them because,
well, it's because
their
the
power is at stake.
Well,
power is at stake.
Americans are going to pay for it.
You're right about
that.
That's
right.
a strong statement, I think, that we've heard tonight. Victor, is there anything else that's on your mind?
Well, I just have look. I mean, as far as choosing between Mr. Bush and Mr. Kerry, is no choice between good and bad. It's choice between bad and worse. And you just have to decide which one is the bad.
I disagree with that. You have to choose what candidate you agree with. Look at the Libertarian Party. Look at the Green Party. Look
Absolutely.
At the Constitution Party. Look at the Socialist Party if you want to, even though they're not qualified enough to actually win. But look at all of the options. Pick the person who's closest to your beliefs.
Okay.
If you want more freedom, if that's what you want is more freedom, you have to vote for the Libertarian candidate, Michael Badnarik. There's no other choice.
Anything else is a wasted vote. If I had the vote right now, I would definitely give it to Kerry. Because, I mean, I say, as far as I'm concerned, Mr. Bush screwed it up in such a bad way that it can't get any worse.
But don't you want more freedom, Victor? Isn't that what you're here for, is freedom?
Yes, absolutely.
John Kerry's not going to give you any more freedom than George Bush will. They're both going to take it away from you.
But there's nobody else.
There is someone else. That's what we're trying to tell you, and that's the part of the whole problem right now, and a lot of the issues that you brought up are brought about by the fact that everyone believes that there's only two choices. It's a false choice that we're being provided. Henry Ford once said, you can have any car, you can paint your car any color you want as long as it's black.
Uh-huh.
And well, the government right now...
Hobson's choice, by the way.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Right. And the government right now is saying you can have any president as long as it's George Bush or John Kerry. And you know what? That's also a false choice.
It's a bald-faced lie.
Hogwash.
Right. And there are other candidates out there, and people right now believe that there are certain people out there that believe that any other vote is a wasted vote if you vote for anyone but George Bush or John Kerry, and that you're... If any vote for a third party is a vote for George Bush, or any vote for a third party is a vote for John Kerry, and it's nonsense. People need to vote who they want to be their president, because if you vote for a lesser evil, and you guess what you're going to end up with? Evil.
Absolutely, time and time again.
I agree with you. Well, listen, next year I'm going to be applying for American passport, and when I get it, I'll have a vote.
Excellent.
There you go.
Victor, we appreciate it. And hey, stay tuned to your shortwave station, because I'm guessing the Pirates will probably be airing Harry Brown's show next.
Yep.
And Harry is going to be featuring Libertarian presidential candidate Michael Badnarik coming up next. So, Victor, thank you for the call. We look forward to hearing from you again. All right? Have a great night, sir.
Thank you very much. You're doing a very good job there, guys.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Ever walk into someone's house and you can tell instantly they own pets? They've made the mistake of using a pet odor and stain product that only covers the problem temporarily. We don't have that problem in our home. We've discovered it's just better to use Paws. Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, or Paws, is the quickest and safest pet stain and odor eliminator known to man, or man's best friend. Paws is safe on any material, even directly on your pet's bedding. Paws will work on the toughest stains and odors in your home. It's guaranteed to lift stains that have been set in for years. Proving again, it's just better to use Paws. It's only a matter of time until Fido, or Fluffy, has an accident. Be prepared with Paws. Use Paws anywhere stains and odors are a problem, like the laundry or the bathroom. Try Paws once, and you'll quickly discover it's just better to use Paws. Call 1-877-289-PAWS or visit getpaws.com. That's www.getpaws.com. Paws comes with a 110% money-back guarantee. You've nothing to lose but stains and odors.
You thought it couldn't happen in America, but your government is about to start saying, "May I see your papers, please?" I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedEC.org. This very weekend, Congress could pass a law that creates a national database with your most personal information. A law that nationalizes your driver's license. That's right, a national ID card. A law that could force any and all businesses to submit employment applications, complete with fingerprints, for federal government approval. Think about it. You need an ID to travel, get a job, cash a check, to buy cigarettes, alcohol, or a gun. If the federal government sets standards that deny you an ID, it effectively turns you into a non-person. This new national ID database will be voted on at any moment. Please go to downsizedc.org right now and use our electronic lobbying system to send a message to your representative. Go to downsizedc.org while you still can.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SinFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SinFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SinFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Hey, kids. You want a soundtrack that's going to make you feel tense? Let you express your frustration.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on 1220 AM Sarasota and GCN Genesis Communications
and WARL. So if you're going to name one station, you got to name them all. WARL
all
in
right.
Rhode Island, Providence, Rhode Island, WBCR in Tennessee, in Alcoa, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's probably good to do that at least once a night.
That's true. We really appreciate all of our affiliates.
And
absolutely.
You can get in touch with us. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. 259-9231.
800-259-9231. Or you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We'll read your emails live on the air. We're talking about the decline of this nation. We're heading down the road, inexorably apparently, to a very unfree society. The antithesis of what America originally was founded for.
Totalitarianism.
Now, totalitarianism, socialism, fascism, you name it, we're heading that way.
One thing that I'd like to say is there are a lot of people that would say, you know, because I talked about wanting to leave the country and would say that Michael Badnarik and David Cobb have broken the law. They broke the law, and therefore they should be, you know, it's absolutely un-American what they did. They violated the law. Well, you know what? Civil disobedience and breaking law are in some of the greatest American traditions. I mean,
what this country was founded on.
I mean, what should... Yeah, exactly. Let's come what this country was founded on.
Boston Tea Party, anyone?
Yeah. What about Rosa Parks? I mean...
Yeah, she should have just stayed at the back of the bus, right?
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous the way some people think. They don't get it. And
they really don't.
More people need
wake
to
wake up, America.
Wake up, America.
As we were saying, we were talking during the break, and what they want is they want you to stay drunk. They want you to stay ignorant. As you were saying, the average Joe, I don't care about politics.
I don't got time, man. I can't read the news. I just, you know, maybe I'll watch the debate, but it doesn't matter. You know, it's the Bush or Kerry. I don't care. I'm gonna go for one.
I need to crack open another Milwaukee's Best.
You know, and I want to be fair. I don't want to make it sound like we're picking on Joe Average, because I'm not saying I'm not Joe Average either. What is average anyway? No, nonetheless, we're not picking on you if you're not paying attention to politics. Of course, if you're not paying attention to politics, you're probably not listening to this broadcast right now. But we're not picking on those people because, yeah, they are busy. Let's be fair. It's tough to live a life in America, especially if you've accidentally maybe had a couple kids and you've got a wife and some kids to support. If you're out there busting your ass at some job for 8 to 12 hours a day, the last thing you want to do when you get home is get into a political structure
right. And
get into all that. You do want to sit down. You do want to relax. You do want to drink some beer or smoke a joint or something like that and just take a load off. That's what most Americans have. They want to take their load off. They are working their whole lives to pay for this government, this bloated bureaucratic mess, this government that we have that takes over 50% of all of our income. So I don't blame Americans for not being interested in politics. They do feel like they have better things to do. I'd rather be playing video games all the time, but unfortunately, I am
I do politics because I feel like I have to. I feel like if I am not doing it, then we're going to go down the hole that much quicker.
Right.
Yep. Liberty must be defended at all times. Even if we were to magically, tomorrow morning, wake up in a libertarian America, wake up in an America where we are truly free, where you can get on your motorcycle and not have a helmet on, where you can walk down the street and smoke a joint in public, where you can not wear your seatbelt, where we could just go down the list of all the things that you can't do now,
right,
that you could do in a truly free America, where you can open a business without having to beg and pay off all these bureaucracies and the fire department and the health department and all these inspectors that come by.
All the licenses you have to obtain.
All the licenses
else.
And the regulation, where you wouldn't have to go through all that, where you could just pay somebody some rent for a month and open your business.
Yep. Boom. Open
where
the door,
America
and there
was
you go.
Free. If we woke up tomorrow morning and we had that, it would be so great. But it would have to be defended because immediately it will be under attack by the people who want to take power, by the people who want to take that freedom away because they think that they know best how to run our lives. It has to be defended at all times. That's just the way it is.
Well, you know, I think it's important that people like us do this and those of us who are out there who actually do read about politics and do... but I think there's a due diligence. Everyone needs to take part to at least a minor extent. There are so many people out there who are voting ignorantly.
Yeah.
They vote without doing any research. And if you don't want to be involved in politics, then don't vote. Because if you aren't going to educate yourself enough, then don't vote. It's a responsibility to vote, and I think it is important to vote. But if you can't educate yourself and you don't want to take the time,
don't go.
You're not responsibly voting. It's your duty to vote responsibly, not to just show up and punch a ticket, you know, or press a button on a console. That's not voting. That's being ignorant and screwing over this country.
Well, I mean, welcome to America, the country of the ignorant. We've been ignorant, raised to be ignorant from day one. If you went to the government school system, which, Skyler, you had the pleasure of not
I went for a couple of years. For the most part,
you got to see the contrast between a private school and a government-run school.
And I only went to a government-run school. So
and I also.
I understand where you're coming from, Ian. Yeah.
We were born into the system that was created around us, that the state created in order to keep us ignorant. They don't want to educate us, because if you're educated, then you'll rebel, and then you'll figure things out for yourself. Thank goodness we have the internet, because I truly believe the internet is going... We touched on this, I think, a week or two ago. The internet truly is the only chance for us to organize freedom again in this country, because we can go outside of the usual channels of television and radio and actually get directly in touch with anybody else anywhere in the world and share that information with them.
You bring up government schools, and, you know, in 1950, I think, what was it, 1953, that when government school was started, we were... top in the world.
We were.
In math and science. And then government school entered in the scene.
And now where are we? Something like 29th?
Yes.
Or something like that?
You look at how poorly most students are scoring on SATs, and then down here in Florida you've got these FCAT tests and stuff like that. And it's amazing to me how students are just being moved along. It's okay, yeah, you barely passed, but you know what? You passed nonetheless. Let's just skip you up to the next grade and get you on out.
There's a huge percentage of graduates who are functionally illiterate.
That's absolutely correct.
You know,
and it's sick.
You know, one thing along this line is, you know, people who are completely uneducated, and, you know, we're being forced to swallow the wrong questions. People aren't asking the right questions. Well, one question that I heard recently asked by Michael Badnarik, and I thought it was brilliant, was, you know, Mike, I think you've gone to church occasionally.
Yeah, used to.
Okay, you used to go to church. Now, when you went to church, when you got to the door, you had to present your religion license, didn't you?
No, sir.
Now, why didn't you have to present? You didn't have to have a religion license?
No, because generally, if you show up to your house of worship, you are basically, well, you're considered to either be practicing whatever religion they do.
Now, why don't you think that you had to have a religion license?
Because you should be free to worship whichever God you want.
Would you say that that's a right?
That's an interesting question.
It's in the Bill of Rights, right? Well, isn't also gun ownership a right? Why is there a
license to carry firearms. That's a right. It's the exact same right as freedom of speech. It's the exact same right as
freedom of religion.
But you need to have a license to operate a radio station.
800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Great question. We're going to come back with more. This is your show. Change the topic if you want. It's Free Talk Live.
The Republicans and Democrats have rigged the debate game, and you're the loser. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The debate commission is a sham. There, I said it. They claim to be nonpartisan, but they're really bipartisan. Mere shills for the two major party candidates who actually set the terms of debate. The debate omission will even lie to cover their tracks. Janet Brown, their executive director, has said they can't have 150 candidates on stage. But only six candidates are qualified by virtue of the fact that they meet the constitutional qualifications and appear on enough state ballots to conceivably win 270 electoral votes. The debate omission is stacked with high-powered lawyers. They might come after me for telling you this. The major media won't cover this story, so someone has to say it. Now I ask you to join me in telling Congress and the Federal Election Commission how you feel at www.downsizedc.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. Now, both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, costs a fraction of many pharmaceutical or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added energy and spirit. Call 800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It will turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 800-882-3213 today or visit the web at petwonder.com. That's petwonder.com.
All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world, so there was only one thing that I could do, was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along-ling-long.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We want to hear from you tonight, or of course you can log on to the website at freetalklive.com. Jump in the chat room, check out the BBS, whole bunches of cool stuff there to check out. Cool bunches, that was great. Hey, drop us an email, ftl@freetalklive.com, and we'll read your email live on the air.
The chat room, speaking of the chat room at freetalklive.com, I just checked over there while you were saying that. We do have a group of people who's pretty active tonight in the chat room.
Nice.
And they're talking about the sales tax. Somebody said they heard rumors that Bush might actually get rid of the IRS. Come on.
Right.
Come on. I mean, the likelihood of, and Bush has said something to the effect of thinking about that as a concept, but that's about as far as it's gone. However, I heard somebody make a point about that recently, that actually would result in them collecting more taxes. If they replaced the IRS with a sales tax,
uh-huh.
Think about it. Think about all the people out there who just don't do their taxes and just, they just don't do it. They're under the radar. They're underneath the underground economy, which I fully support 100%. If you're participating in the underground economy, more power to you. You're helping keep this. You're helping keep the real economy alive,
right,
in my opinion. But if we were to get rid of the income tax, those people would no longer be able to dodge it.
Right.
If they went out and bought something on this national sales tax, you can't get around that. You can't get around walking into Best Buy. You want to buy a new stereo system for $199.99 plus tax, plus the new 25% national sales tax. There's no way you could avoid paying that.
No way, yeah.
Because then, just as they currently are, then all the merchants become agents for the government.
Yep.
They collect the... Which, by the way, business owners... You are not required to be a IRS agent. You are not required to collect taxes. I can't understand. If you're required, that makes you a slave, right? Because if I'm a business owner and I'm selling products and the government comes around and tells me that I have to collect 7% tax on these products and I say no, what are they going to do?
Can't throw you in jail.
So if I collect that tax, then I'm doing work that I'm not being compensated for. They're not paying me to collect that tax. They're taxing me extra on top of it.
Right.
Isn't that sick? That's slavery. We live in a slave society. It's a fact. If you want to dial us up, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, you can absolutely change the topic. Now,
you mentioned something on the break that, you said earlier in the show, you said that what would be the last straw? That would bring us towards that, basically, being almost a communist society.
Right.
You mentioned something about the about taxes and about, we talked about the RFID card, the new RFID.
That's right. There's a bill going through the House and the Senate right now that could impose a national ID card.
Right. And then you mentioned something else about taxes as well, about... Not necessarily getting rid of this. You said there was a bill currently in office about to cause businesses to. I mean,
the same bill. One of the provisions would allow for the government to specify that certain industries, and could be all of them if they wanted it to be, that those certain industries would have to submit their applications for employment to the government for approval.
Yeah.
What?
Meaning, if you wanted to get a job at Kmart. You'd have to fill out your application and then wait as it was sent to the government to see if they would approve your application.
Go through a federal screening?
Yeah.
Through a federal...
Oh, my God!
So that business owners would have absolutely no control over who would be hired in their business. There you go. That's the final straw. I mean, then because...
It's a total police state.
Yep.
It's a total police
state. That is a total police state. Right. I mean, there's no question about it.
Then it's just a matter of putting the troops in the streets with M16s.
I mean, you
might as well.
You have to work to pay your taxes, so now the government, like we've been talking about here, they're going to go one step further, and every time you go to apply for a job somewhere, now you've got all the cronies, Bush's cronies or whoever the president in power is, all his buddies looking through your personal information just with a fine-tooth comb.
Doesn't that make you feel
safe?
Oh, come on. Like,
you know, Ian, if you think about it, the troops are already in the streets. They're already there. They're invisible. They're not actually standing in the streets.
Well, they are.
But at any given moment,
debates.
What?
They're visible there.
Oh yeah, they're very visible in certain places. But other times, when you think that you're safe, you think whatever. Those people could just show up and break down your door. They're there. I mean, they're around. They could be at your house in a half an hour.
Yeah, and because of the Patriot Bill, they would have every right to just come in there and just...
No warrant necessary.
Right. Lock you up, throw away the key, and hope maybe you'll get to talk to a lawyer.
The way all the laws are written right now, if someone had a grudge against you, they could simply say that they think you're a terrorist. They think that they have a suspicion of terrorist activities. And I can guarantee you that there would be people that would come in, break down your door in the middle of the night.
And take you away and not tell anybody that they did.
And then you'd be questioned, and sure, if you're not a terrorist, eventually you will be set free.
I think
eventually.
Padilla is still in the brig somewhere.
Yeah.
I think the people that they've arrested and are they call it detaining, I guess. Those people, we don't even know who they are. We know there's Jose Padilla, but we know there's others who they're not telling us about.
Sure. There's got to be more.
It could be you. Even if you've never done anything wrong against the law, or maybe you just pissed off your neighbor and he calls somebody. And like you said, in the middle of the night, they break down your door and drag you away, and nobody ever hears from you again. Because you can't call your lawyer. They don't have a phone there. where if they keep you.
Right. So, you know, maybe you just lose a week, 2 weeks, a month of your life. You know? No big deal.
That's the price we pay.
That's the price of security. It's the price of freedom, right?
Jeez,
you feel good. You're doing a national service.
That's right. You're helping this country be more free. Call us up at 800-259-9231. You're welcome to comment or change the topic. It's your show, so take control. 800-259-9231. We will be back.
Excuse me, is this where I get a license to start a new business?
I wouldn't be hasty. You have to get a license to go out of business, too, you know.
Oh, well, look, I've invented this little anti-gravity machine, see?
Oh, is that why you're walking 2 inches above the floor?
Oh, yes, it's very comfortable. It saves on shoe leather.
Yeah, well, you have to fill out these forms and report to the Human Services Department of Manpower Orientation and register with the Fair Employment Practice Commission, and Hour Division of the Employment Standards Administration, the State Sales and Income Tax Division, the Internal Revenue Service, and the Social Security Administration of the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. And, of course...
Yeah, I thought that was a little town of Wisconsin.
You'll find out. Say, floating around like that could be dangerous. Have you checked with the Consumer Product Safety Commission?
Well, not yet.
Come to think of it, you actually are flying, aren't you? Look, you need to go over to the Federal Aviation Administration and the Transportation...
It's very hard to get anything done these days if you're in business. But free enterprise built this country. Think what could happen if we don't keep it free. A public service of this station and the Center for the Defense of Free Enterprise, Bellevue, Washington.
Right, we just can't have people floating about unregulated, you know.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We'll read your emails live on the air. We get emails from all over the world. Of course, people listening in on C-band satellites worldwide, people listening in via our 7 internet streams, our 3 terrestrial radio stations.
Or even shortwave radio.
Apparently even pirate broadcasts on shortwave. So lots of people tuning in, and we certainly appreciate you guys being out there listening. So get interactive with us on our website at freetalklive.com. There's, I think, about 155 users on our bulletin board system. There's always people hanging out in the chat room during the show. But the BBS is really a great way to continue our conversation during the week when we're not on the air.
Well, true. And considering that we won't be back until 8 p.m. next Saturday night, certainly thoughts are going to pass through your mind over the course of the week. Don't just dismiss them. Write them down. Go onto the website, log on to the BBS. It's absolutely free to become a part of that. And start a thread. Start a flame war. Absolutely. Say what you got to say.
It's a lot of fun sometimes. You know what? I wanted to get to this VA article. We just have a few moments here left, but if you want to interrupt the show, you still can at 800-259-9231. We'll go right to you. The VA thing, because we got an email from a couple guys in Canada extolling how great universal health care is, mm-hmm. government-provided health care. Well, our soldiers have government-provided health care through the VA, so they should know what it's like. Here's what it's like. Thousands of U.S. troops returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. By the way, this is from military.com, so you know where these guys are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
With physical injuries and mental health problems are encountering an overburdened benefits system. And officials and veterans groups worry that the challenge could grow as the nation remains at war. The disability benefits and health care systems that provide services for about 5 million American veterans have been overloaded for decades. We all knew that.
Oh, heck yeah.
Any vet will tell you about that. Just ask a vet. Go ahead. Next time you meet a vet, ask them about the VA and just watch this, listen to the stories roll off their tongues. They all have one. Well, currently, there's a backlog of, guess how many claims? How many claims does the VA have in a backlog right now?
Several thousand.
1.5 million.
300,000. Over 300,000
wow.
claims. And as of August 1st, nearly 150,000 National Guard and Reservist veterans became eligible for health care and benefits because they were mobilized to fight in Iraq and Afghanistan. So I guess once they get mobilized, all of a sudden they get to collect the great VA benefits
right.
That they're offered. And apparently that number is rising. So that was just the point that I wanted to make, that look at that. The VA... the government organization dedicated to bringing the highest quality service and medical care to our veterans, who deserve it, don't they? Don't
sure.
the veterans deserve to be taken care of? Well, clearly the VA doesn't really think so. Not that they don't think so, but they're bureaucrats.
Well,
they have no interest in providing.
Well,
they have no interest in providing quality care because there's no financial benefit to it.
You know, I bet that number that you said for the number of claims, I bet it's actually higher than that. I bet that after a certain amount of time, some of those claims just expire and go away.
Let's go to the phone. Scott in Sarasota, you're on Free Talk Live.
All right, I've got a suggestion. It's actually not about what you're talking about right now. You started talking about the BBS, and I didn't get in before you got into the VA stuff, but I've got a suggestion regarding the show and the website.
30 seconds, go.
Okay.
Actually, 10 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that you should probably try and bring some of the most interesting topics that happen on the BBS during the week actually onto the show so people who don't have internet access can still participate in those discussions.
Good point. Good point. If we have the time, we will make a point of doing that. Thank you for the call, Scott. We certainly appreciate it. This has been Free Talk Live. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Skyler.
And we're going to be back next week right here, same time, same channel, whether it be Pirate Radio or one of our legitimate broadcasters. This has been Free Talk Live.
Here comes a man.